Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, it's the Coco Express Show for Sunday, October 27, 2013. This is our monthly segment, Woe Zone Radio, with Teresa Martin, Esquire.
This is Woe Zone Radio, featuring Teresa R. Martin, Esquire, part of the Coco Express Network, a show dedicated to financial literacy, generational wealth, investing, ownership, and so much more. Your journey starts right now.
Well, good evening and welcome to this evening's edition to Wealth Zone Radio. Wealth Zone Radio is the premier venue to educate and inspire individuals nationwide to pursue generational wealth by providing access to the leaders in various industries that will enable you to act now. I am Attorney Teresa Martin, your host, and today we have the privilege and honor to have with us Mr. Kevin Clayson. He's the co-founder and VP of Prosperity at Strongbrook REIC. Kevin is one of the original founders of Strongbrook REIC, and he has served as vice president, coaching manager, and primary loan officer for the company. He is one of Strongbrook's acclaimed speakers, and he can often be found speaking for audiences all across the country at one of the company's live events. Tonight, he will be speaking with us about the uniqueness of his company's approach to real estate and how anyone with or without money or credit can build generational wealth. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us this evening, and I am so excited to hear what Strongbrook has to offer and how it can help my audience and my real estate investors take their businesses and their investment portfolios to a new level. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Well, Teresa, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you today. The gratitude should be coming from me, not you. Thank you for allowing me to come and participate with you tonight. You know, I've got a chance to get to know you a little bit over the last couple months, and I think your audience already knows this, but I'm just going to remind them. You guys have a gem here with Teresa. She is so incredible, and she has this unbelievable and unending desire to serve people and share things with them that can truly transform their life, and she just has this incredible way about her, this incredible influence because of her desire to serve, and Teresa, I just think you're fantastic, and so thank you so much for allowing me to come on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure and privilege is definitely mine, and thank you so much for those kind words. So tonight, what I want you to do, Kevin, is really talk about Strongbrook. Who is Strongbrook? I know that, you know, I had the opportunity to come down to Utah and, you know, meet with you and all the founders and speak to some of the people who have been having tremendous success, both as shareholders as well as investors. And I really want to bring that to this New York audience and this nationwide audience, actually, about who is Strongbrook and what can you do for them?
You know what? Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share it. You know, I love that question, who is Strongbrook? And when you look at who we are, I mean, if you look at us at the surface level, we appear to be a real estate investment company that focuses on turnkey real estate investment grade options for people all over the country where they can recommand financial control of their destiny. You know, that's sort of the longer version of who we are, a set of companies dedicated to our clients to help them transform their financial life with something as simple as turnkey, done-for-you, single-family residential investment-grade real estate done in the best markets with the right set of conditions where we do all the work and our clients get to keep all the benefit. They take title to the property. They're the ones that own it. They own the cash flow. They own the tax benefits. They own the appreciation. So that's really who we are. But the short answer, if I could just give a short answer, when somebody says, who is the Strongbrook Grouper? What is it that Strongbrook does? You know, my simple answer is we change lives. And that is what we are dedicated to. to changing people's lives. You know, I grew up in Oakland, California, and spent the majority of my life there. I left Oakland, California to go and perform a service mission for my church for a few years over in Berlin, Germany. I came back from that. I began my formal education and found myself in Utah, of all places. And my life story is that I have always had this desire to find a way to benefit people in this life. I just am so thankful for the interactions that I get to have in my life. You know, who I am at my core, I am a dad. I've got three beautiful babies. I've got a wife who I adore. And I want to figure out a way to create a successful society. And I do that in my home with my kids by teaching them sets of principles. And the principles and values that I set for my children, that I teach my children, are the values and principles that we espouse in this company. And the reason for that is if I look at my formal education and I look at what I've been through coming from not having much money and my parents struggling from job to job and then going and serving the people of Germany and getting a feel for what their needs are and then coming and going to school and launching my career, I've just seen over the years there's such a tremendous need for people to regain financial control of their life. You know, we spend the majority of our lives forfeiting financial control to other people, to mutual fund managers, to 401ks, to IRAs, to banks that are supposed to be helping us purchase our home, but they're making a lot more money on it than we ever will. And we struggle to create a way to have a real, absolute, valuable, and true residual income in retirement. And when we started this company, we really had two specific purposes that we could take those values and principles that we believe in, that we could take who we are and what we do, that we could go and find a way to serve mankind and serve people and as we're serving our families. And we, first and foremost, wanted to defy the real estate education industry. And Teresa, you probably know better than anybody. The real estate education industry, I consider, now these are my words, these are strong words, but I consider it a multi-billion dollar fraud. There have been billions and billions of dollars spent by hardworking average Americans, by wealthy Americans, by Americans barely scraping enough money together to pay for education so they could simply learn how to do real estate. And you know, I have a problem with that because less than 3% of the people that ever went and bought those education courses ever went and transacted real estate. And as a company, that made us sick. That's not good enough. We knew that what we needed to be about was something more than education. We needed to be about the work of taking people by the hand and helping them physically transact real estate and begin to transform their financial lives. And we've done it. That's what we did. We set out to start a company that didn't close you at the back of the room and collect a credit card before you leave and didn't sell you a whole bunch of books and tapes and CDs and coaching packages so that you could magically be transformed into a successful investor because you read a book and listened to a guy reading a script on the other end of the phone. We wanted to be different, and so we created a company that focused on transacting, not educating, but transacting. The education comes as a natural byproduct of actually transacting real estate. And so we always like to say, learn real estate, do real estate, the do being the operative piece of that phrase, and that's what we've been doing now for nearly 7 years, is helping Americans successfully invest in the hottest markets in the country. Why? Because we do all of this stuff for them. You know, we go and research the best markets. We go and find the property. We then get that property acquired so they can take over ownership of the property. We help get them financed. We do the rehab on the property. We lease out the property. We manage the tenant. And then our clients keep 100% of the gain, 100% of the profit and appreciation. We are about doing real estate. You know, just to give you an idea, about 80% of our clients buy their first piece of real estate with us within the first 6 months of working with our company. That is significantly different. That is significantly different.
So 3%, so let me just get this right, because I just got to interrupt here. Okay, so first, Strongbrook REIC is defying the real estate education companies, because one of the things that, you know, I first looked at when this company first came on my radar is, okay, yet another company. I've been dealing, you know, because I run the Real Estate Investor Association of New York City, most of my investors have gone through some type of boot camp, guru lecture, or whatever, have dropped $15,000 to $35,000 on courses, and now 2 years later when they come and I say, how many properties have you purchased through these programs, the answer is zero. So I believe that 3% margin that you talked about, and so now that you're saying that the way that your company is transforming the real estate industry is actually you are hand-holding people, helping them provide a turnkey property where they cannot be passive, because I don't like to use the word passive. You have to do something. It's always a partnership.
Oh, yeah. Right.
However, you know, you're helping them be successful. So not only learning real estate, but actually doing real estate. And with your process, you're actually hand-holding them so the education is coming in the form of actually doing. That's phenomenal. So the 80%, I'm definitely, like, very, very encouraged about, because I can't tell you that 80% of my investors in my association are actually physically doing real estate, which is why I brought, you know, strong Brook REIC to my Real Estate Investor Association members, because they need to know that there is a company out there that's different and unique. At the very least, they need to look at it. So I just wanted to step in and say that's phenomenal. 80% people purchasing real estate within the first 6 months or whatever is phenomenal.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that. And you know what? I mean, look, our average client purchases about 2 homes a year. They are continuing to actively buy real estate. And, you know, when we started our company, we started it based on this premise that we were going to help people transact real estate. See, I talked about, you know, our core set of principles and values that we have. One of those is we do not believe you can be successful in business unless you are providing significantly more value than what you ask for in return. So, see, we're not wholesaling properties. We're not saying we go buy it for $20,000 and sell it to you for $120,000. We pass properties on to our clients at cost. We're making the real estate fees, the mortgage fees, because we own a real estate brokerage. We own a mortgage brokerage. We own a property management company. We own an insurance company. We own all of the pieces of the puzzle that you're going to need anyway to go do real estate, but we have it in one place under one roof, and you hire our team one time to go to work for you, you're still keeping that property 100%. You're keeping all the gains and all the benefit and getting the education. We are just there as your power team to assist you every step of the way. And you know, it's great because the program for everybody starts the same way. We don't want somebody to just assume that they ought to work with our company. We want them to do research. We want them to look at us. We want them to know who we are and what we do. And we do that for everybody by providing, we call it a game plan. It's a free customized game plan that we do for every single person that's interested in looking at our company. It gives us an opportunity to sit down with the person that has no money and no credit and be able to show them how we can handhold them through a process to generate the ability to do real estate, to do their first transaction, which will buy their second, which those two will buy their next two. We can show someone that. I don't care what your scenario is in life. By the same token, I can sit down. In fact, this morning I had a meeting with a guy. He's a very successful real estate investor, and he was looking at our company and considering using our services to help him do his real estate. He made the comment, well, you know, I really do kind of have all of this stuff going on my own. I don't really know if I need you. And I said this to him. I said, I don't know if you need us either, but let me put it to you this way. I'm not passionate about real estate. I'm personally passionate about what real estate can provide for me. I'm passionate about my family. I'm passionate about my kids. I'm passionate about going out and helping people in any way I can. And if I spend all of my time trying to find the right real estate deal, trying to manage the tenant, trying to do the rehab, and I'm doing it myself, I'm robbing my kids of time I could be with them. I'm robbing the world of time that I could be using my talents to maybe make somebody else's life better. I would much rather have a team of experts go and do the work for me, because we've documented over 520 steps on every piece of real estate that we do with our clients. It takes us over 300 hours on an individual basis for every single one of the properties we do for our clients. I'd much rather somebody else spend that time and do it, but I still get to own the property and I still get to gain the benefit simply because I hire a team that goes and does it for me. So everybody starts with this game plan. We can see, where are you at? What do you need? How can you go and transact real estate? What's that going to look like for you? And then we can give everybody a customized approach, their systematic approach to creating wealth with real estate. And that's what we do for everybody. And by the way, Teresa, the best part about that, those game plans we do for everybody completely free. Not because it's a gimmick, not because we're selling, because we want to work with people that are dedicated to changing their life. And we want to make sure that we've got a set opportunities here for them that can transform their life. And so that's why we do game plans for anybody, regardless of your scenario. And I've yet to do a game plan. As a company, we've yet to do a game plan where we haven't been able to sit down and show somebody a simple, implementable system starting today, exactly where they are with their exact scenario, that will translate into them buying real estate, doing real estate, and creating success with it. And it's a really powerful experience, and we just do it for everybody for free because we feel that's part of how we're giving back to communities and to society by helping people understand that they have the ability to transform their financial life. They can do it with something as simple as real estate investing, where the hard stuff is done for you, so you can still go to work, but focus on the areas that are going to make you the most money. And that's just what we've created, and it's been a great process to uncover and help now thousands of people implement all across the country.
Wow. So once someone comes and they get their complimentary game plan, which I think is phenomenal, I think everyone, you know, should at least get their complimentary game plan, because you need to know where you are. So whether or not you move forward, or whether or not, you know, you feel as though you can't do real estate, to have someone actually work with you to do a game plan to see where you want to be in the next 5 to 10 years, et cetera, I think is phenomenal. So that's just my, you know, opinion on that. Very strong opinion, but my opinion nonetheless. But how does one begin to gain access to StrongBroke? So after the game plan, what's the next step?
You know what? Great question. And maybe what would serve this audience well is, let me just kind of walk you through the client process and how that works. And I think we'll uncover some good information as I do that. Once you receive your game plan, all that game plan is designed to do is to give you options. Options that are either going to resonate with you or not resonate with you. Options that are either going to feel good or not feel good. If those options feel good, and you've done your research and you've done your due diligence and you feel confident in moving forward with us, people will pay a one-time upfront fee to hire our team. It's almost like paying a retainer fee to a lawyer who you can go and use his services at any time if you pay him this retainer fee. Except most lawyers, as you probably know, if they charge a retainer, they may charge it either upfront, or we've got attorneys that charge it every single month, and then we can access their services. Well, we charge a one-time upfront retainer fee. We call it a professional services agreement. You're really just hiring the team. And when someone purchases a professional services agreement or hires the team to go to work, they pay either $4,000 one-time upfront, $6,000 one-time upfront, or $12,500 one-time upfront. And those different price levels indicate how much real estate someone is going to do. So, for example, if in the game plan we discover that you really don't have a need to do a lot of real estate, but maybe you just like to go and do one transaction. Well, perfect. You pay $4,000, we go help you do everything to get this one transaction done. Maybe you want to do up to 4 properties. Well, you'll pay $6,000 to do up to 4 properties with us, and you get unlimited access to our inventory and our team to help you acquire, purchase, and make profitable those 4 properties. And if you want to do an unlimited amount of real estate, you pay a one-time upfront $12,500 fee. But I want to make sure that your audience knows, Teresa, you know, we've been in business now for nearly 7 years. And what we do is we move and shift and are very dynamic with the market. In order for us to provide the level of service that we do, which, by the way, is extreme, there's a tremendous amount of hand-holding and one-on-one interaction that takes place with every client on every single property. In order to make sure that our business model is viable, we've got to make sure that we can fund our process. In order to fund our process, we've got to charge these fees up front so that we can help as many people as possible transform their financial life. Every year, we do an analysis and make sure that we're charging the right amount of money so that we can manage our process and make our clients as much money as possible by giving them the service that they need. Well, we did an analysis, and on November 1st, those prices that I just shared with you are actually going up. The $12,500 professional services agreement, which allows someone to do an unlimited amount of real estate, is actually jumping up to $15,999. And the $6,000 professional services agreement, when you hire the team at $6,000, you can do up to 4 properties. That's actually jumping up to about $7,500. And in order to do one transaction right now, someone pays $4,000, that's going to jump up to $5,750. So I want your audience to be aware. you know what, regardless of whether it's 16,000 or 12,500, if you were to sit down and do an analysis on what we do and how much time it would take you and the expertise that would be required for you to just do one property, and then you look at the money we're going to help you make just on one property, obviously these professional service agreement fees, these upfront retainers, pale in comparison to what most people spend on education, and especially what most people would spend in the school of hard knocks trying to figure it out on their own. So it's extremely valuable to do this, but I just wanted your audience to be aware that those prices are going up. They can lock that in this month, those lower prices, the $12,500, the $6,000, or the $4,000, if they're interested and we're able to do some game plans with them and see if it's a good fit. But I just wanted to make sure that your audience knew it is going up. There's still tremendous value there, but we're still going to – our dedication is to our clients to help them do as much real estate as possible, and that's what that upfront fee allows us. So once they pay that upfront fee, we then assign you a coach. It's somebody internally that is doing real estate, that is working the system, and they now hold your hand through the entire process. One of the first things you'll do is you'll make a stop off at our pre-qual department. So we own a mortgage brokerage, which means we understand lending. We understand what's required to get a loan. We will underwrite your file before we ever shop it to a lender, so we know exactly how many homes we can get you, what markets we need to take you to, how much money you've got to be able to invest in real estate, where that money's coming from, or if you don't have the ability to have money and credit of your own, what steps we need to take to get you to the point where you can transact real estate, which we very successfully do for a lot of people. Once we've underwritten that file in-house, we know exactly how the rest of your game plan is going to play out. And if you're ready to do real estate, we start to show you properties. Properties in some of the hottest markets in the country, like Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, Orlando, Florida, even a great cash flow market like Indianapolis, Indiana. And the homes that we show you, they always fit into the same box. We've really commoditized real estate and systematized it. We've got this scientific approach to investment real estate because we believe that systems increase predictability. Predictability minimizes and mitigates risk, which allows you to maximize your ability to make money and get a return and have a powerful impact on your life. So the properties are always going to be very similar. They're generally going to be in the markets like I described. They're going to be homes that have been built in the last 10 to 15 years, homes that are going to be anywhere from are generally 3-bed, 2-bath, maybe 4-bed, 2-bath. They're going to range in price from $100,000 to $150,000. That's an investment property that's been built in the last 10 years that you're buying for $100,000 to $150,000. You're going to cash flow these anywhere from $100 to $300 a month, net cash flow if you're leveraging the properties. And these are properties that you're buying significantly below rebuild cost. We go to markets where you're buying homes at $55, $65 a square foot, and you're required to insure the property for $80, $90, $100, $120 a square foot because you're buying it even below the simple cost to rebuild that home, which is a powerful piece of the strategy because the markets we're going to are booming markets now. They experienced a big decline. Now they're starting to grow again, and builders are building. Well, builders can only build at the cost of sticks, bricks, and labor. And so if the cost of building is $110 a square foot and you bought a similar home that's just a few years older on the other side of the subdivision, for 50 or 60 or 70 bucks a square foot, you can start to see the value of buying that type of real estate in those markets. We buy neighborhoods that are generally master planned communities. Generally, they're going to have HOAs, so you've got another set of eyes on your property. And I mentioned the purchase prices and the cash flows. Why? Because we want this to be accessible to anybody. I know that you're in New York. I know that the average home price in New York for maybe an older home is really barely affordable for most people. You could take the same money you might need for a simple down payment to buy a primary residence in New York, and you could take that and go buy one or two investment properties that are cash flowing for you that are seeing tremendous growth potential over the next couple of years in some of the hottest markets in the country where we've gone and located the property, researched the property, done the rehab, placed the tenant, are doing the property management, and you put yourself on track for a six-figure residual income over the next 5 to 10 years. And so once you do your game plan and it's a good fit and you decide to purchase that professional services agreement, we give somebody to you that's going to hold your hand through the process. We're going to underwrite the file. We're going to implement the game plan. We're going to show you the right types of real estate in the right markets. You're going to put them under contract. We're going to go get the loan for you. Then we're going to do the rehab on the property. You're going to take over ownership of that property, and we're going to be marketing it and leasing it out for you and continuing to manage it. But you continue to make 100% of the profit, the gain, so on and so forth. That's really the system. And then we just wash, rinse, and repeat. We do that as often as we can, as often as is right for you and your game plan, so that we can help you put something in force and in play that will literally transform your financial life for ages and for generations.
Wow. And so the professional service agreement, the PSA, that's basically the cost for you to run the business. Okay, I'm trying to get this, you know, straight for people who are out there who may be confused, because I understand what a retainer agreement is. I understand
sure.
what it takes to have to do this type of work. But I just want, you know, clarification. So once someone purchases, let's say right now someone comes on board, do their game plan, and they actually do the 12-5 PSA. Now, to close on a property, can you walk us through, you know, closing on a property, how much that may cost someone? What if they don't have credit, you know, or money? How does Strongbrooks help them get that transaction done?
You know what? Great question. Thank you so much. So once you would purchase that professional services agreement and we're ready to go buy property number one, it's just going to be your 20% down payment plus some closing costs. So, for example, if it's a $120,000 property that we're purchasing in Phoenix, Arizona, it would be $24,000 for the down payment to get the loan, the investment loan, plus maybe an additional $5,000 or $6,000 in closing costs and so on and so forth. And so you may be total out of pocket $30,000 to be able to go buy that property. That $12,500 you pay up front is really just to hire the team to go do everything for you. You are still going to buy the property. You are still going to own that property. But it may be $30,000 to $40,000 of total out-of-pocket money for you to go get your next property. So, yeah, where does that money come from? Well, that's part of why we do the game plan. You know, we've got a lot of people all over this country that have heavily invested in 401ks and IRAs, and a lot of people don't know that they can tap those resources and that money and use it to go buy real estate. That's an example of one place we may find that money. Maybe you've been faithfully paying off your home, and you've got equity in the home, and you don't want to leverage yourself to the hilt, but you realize, wow, I could tap some of the equity in my primary residence through a simple refinance and use that money as my down payment capital to go and buy investment real estate and grow a portfolio over time that'll create wealth for generations to come. That may be where we go find the money. But what if there isn't any? What if you don't have money in a 401k? What if you don't have money in an IRA? What if you don't have home equity? What if you don't have savings? What do you do? Well, what we do is pretty powerful. We have a program in addition to the $4,000, the $6,000, and the $12,500, we have something called a monthly access pass professional services agreement that's just $100 a month. Now, every month that you pay that $100, 100% of the money you pay is applied. It's almost like purchasing a PSA on layaway. It's applied to the eventual purchase price of a flat fee PSA. But while you're paying that $100 a month, here's what we're doing for you. We're providing tremendous education. We are working with you to understand how to partner with other people. See, you can go and buy real estate without any of your own money and credit, and we will walk you through that process. We will teach it to you. We may even introduce you to people that you could potentially partner with. So now you can go buy real estate the conservative and conventional way, but not have to do it with your own money and credit. Let me give you an example of one of my favorite ways to partner with people on real estate. I already mentioned that there's a lot of people that have money in 401ks and IRAs. You know, what if you knew somebody that had a couple hundred grand in an IRA, which is not uncommon in these days and age as people are saving for retirement, and they didn't, and maybe they're getting 4 or 5% on their IRA. Well, I love to partner with people by finding that they've got money in an IRA, and I let them know that we can self-direct those funds and they can become my private lender. They can lend me $130,000. I'll pay them 7% on their money, which I'm actually not paying. My tenant's actually paying that. I keep the difference. I keep the growth on the property, and now I just went and found a private lender who's just a friend or a business colleague who lent me that $130,000, and I contractually am guaranteeing them 7% a month, but I'm not using any of my own money and credit, and I'm going and buying a home free and clear in one of the hottest markets in the country that's generating the cash flow for me every single month. My lender, who is just my friend, has an IRA, is making more than he was making in the market, and I'm capturing all the growth on that property and able to take that and then leverage it in the future into buying more and more real estate. It's an example of one of the ways to partner. You know, we've got a tremendous amount of education, extensive education on how to partner, the way to set up a partnership, how you would utilize that, and the resources that are available to you. And it's all given to you for that $99 a month as you're working towards having the ability to pay one of those flat fee rates to have a professional services agreement to begin putting property under contract. So for you can pay $100 a month, get world-class education, have a coach that is still holding your hand, still walking you through the process, teaching you everything that you need to know. The only thing that you can't do by paying $100 a month is put a property under contract. That comes when you pay the difference between what you've paid in so far and that flat fee PSA. That's when you can put a property under contract. At the end of the day, here's what it boils down to, Teresa. We do game plans for people. And if you're ready to go do real estate, maybe it's a good fit and we can go to work. If you want to do real estate but you don't have the ability or the credit to do it right away, you could pay $100 a month and have all that money go towards your eventual purchase of a PSA, all while having our team hold your hand through the process of preparing you to go find partners or get your money and credit life and set up your financial ducks in a row so that you have the ability to go transact real estate in the future. So in other words, we can work with anybody at any level, at any point, to help them begin implementing the game plan that can allow them to begin buying real estate in the best markets in the country where we're systematizing this process so we're doing all the work and you're still keeping all that benefit. And like you said, there's still some work required by you. We got to work with you. This is not I turn off and you guys do everything. We're doing the majority of the hard stuff, but we're going to work with you to put this plan in motion. But regardless of your scenario in life, we've got a strategy that can assist you in buying real estate in the hottest markets in the country, and we will hold your hand through the process, and we are there to walk you through. So you're not just learning real estate. You're not just becoming educated. We're doing it, and we are having an impact on your financial life and on generations to come.
And one of the things that I do want to make sure that the audience really understands, because what you mentioned before is about on the $100 a month plan, they're not – the only thing they can't do really is put a property under contract until they actually pay off their the initial PSA. But one of the things that I also want people to understand is Strongbrook has a proprietary system, and you're not going to be able to gain access to their inventory, you know, look at, you know, what they have, you know, on tap or what's coming up that you can purchase, because the person on the $100 a month plan is not actually ready to physically, you know, put a property under contract because they're either getting their financial house in order, trying to work out their credit situation, trying to work out their money situation. So I do want us to make a distinction between, you know, the $100 a month plan and what it means not being able to put a property under contract. They wouldn't even be able to look at the inventory because that inventory is, you know, it goes, you know, liquidly, you know, so people
That's
who are
right.
to transact, that inventory may be stale by the time they actually look at it because of all the Strongbrook clients. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and you know, here's the deal. You're right. We do have a proprietary system. We have teams on the ground in these markets. We've got a team of over 200 experts that go to work for our clients. People don't have the ability as individuals, or even most investment firms don't have the ability. We have hedge funds that come to us to gain access to our inventory, but we don't want to sell the hedge funds. We want to sell the individuals so we can help them transform their financial life. So it is impossible to access the kind of inventory that we have at the level we can do it on your own. So when you're paying $99 a month, you're getting your financial house in order in preparation to be able to put properties under contract and begin that piece of your real estate journey. But if you have the ability to go do real estate right out the gate, and the game plan indicates that, now we're going to be able to pay that flat fee PSA of $4,000, $6,000, $12,500, and we're going to be able to put a process in place that's putting properties under contract very soon where you're gaining access to the inventory. Paying $100 a month gives you access to our team, but not yet access to the inventory. And frankly, you don't want access to the inventory yet because you can't go buy real estate. That's why we're in a preparatory phase in preparation for you doing real estate. So that's absolutely fair to say, Teresa, and it's an important thing that I want everybody to understand. Our system is a scientific approach to the right real estate in the right markets, meaning we've got an entire team that this is all they do every for our clients. It is very difficult to go and find that power and that level of expertise on your own. We package it and deliver it to you on a silver platter so you can take back financial control of your life, transform your financial reality, and begin doing something of tremendous value and power, both for your immediate financial circumstances and for your loved ones who will benefit from what you're doing with our company in the future.
This is actually great information, Kevin, and I know I wish we had more time, but I do have a few more questions that I know that the audience may have. I really want you to really delve into the difference between hot deals and hot markets, because you have people in New York who are saying, I don't want to invest nowhere outside of New York. I don't know it. You know, what do you say to those people when you try to explain hot markets, hot deals, and why it should be okay for you to go where, you know, you can get the best deals?
You know what? Thank you. That's a great question. So here's the difference between hot deals and hot markets. Hot deals, that's how most people have looked at real estate over the last few years. It's where, and in a traditional real estate market, that's generally what you're looking for is a hot deal. So what's a hot deal? It appears that a house will have equity based on a comparable market analysis. So here's the deal. Let's just use a really simple example. Let's say that you walk into a neighborhood and there's five homes in that neighborhood, and each one of those homes appraises for $150,000. But you have the ability to buy one of them for $100,000. Now, the other four homes appraised at $150,000. So did yours. You can buy it at $100,000. That would be what most people consider a hot deal, real market equity based on a comparable market analysis, and that's how you're purchasing the property. Now, that, however, is not necessarily applicable to economies like the one that we have now, because understand, in these hot markets, these are markets that saw a huge boom. And the markets I'm talking about are places like Orlando, Florida, where we purchased, Las Vegas, Nevada, where we purchased, and Phoenix, Arizona, where we purchased. These are markets that saw a huge building boom. Builders were just building so many homes, and there's all this new construction that was taking place from the late 90s to the mid-2000s, and there was so much inventory. And all of a sudden, the financial crisis hit. And this artificial appreciation that was taking place over that time, and the reason why it was artificial is you had builders that were building subdivisions in four phases. And in phase one, they'd sell you a house for $160,000. Well, because it got gobbled up so quickly in phase two, that same house, that same floor plan, just another part of the subdivision, is now selling for $200,000. And then in phase three, they bump it to $220,000 or $230,000, and then in phase four they bump it to $260,000 or whatever. And what was happening is you had builders artificially driving up the prices, which made it look across the board that there was actual appreciation that was taking place. The reality was people were buying because they could get loans even though they couldn't qualify for them, and it was this artificial increase in actual appreciation. Now, when the credit bubble when the credit crunch hit and the bubble burst, now all of those people could no longer afford those mortgages, the economy got rough, and they slipped into foreclosure. Because they slipped into foreclosure in some of these hot markets, there was this broad-based distressed market situation where now everybody's slipping into foreclosure and home prices came crashing, tumbling down. See, we're interested in hot markets, markets where there was a lot of new build happening between mid-90s and mid-2000s, markets where you have pretty cookie-cutter homes, three-bed, two-bath, four-bed, two-bath, 1,700 to 2,300 square feet, anywhere from 45 to 60 minutes outside of a major metropolitan area. These are newer homes. These are nice homes and nice neighborhoods. And what has happened is we've seen a huge overcorrection, and we can now go buy homes at well below rebuild costs. Here's why I like that better, right now anyway, than your average normal hot deal. Your hot deal, let's go back to our original example, five homes in a neighborhood, all of them appraised for $150,000, you can buy one of them for $100,000. So that seems like a pretty good deal, but what happens to the value of all of the other homes in that neighborhood the second that you buy yours at $100,000? All of a sudden, you devalued everything in that neighborhood, right? Because now, when somebody else comes and runs comparables, there's a home in the neighborhood that sold for $100,000 that's just like everything else, which all of a sudden now, as that continues to happen, you're actually, by buying discounted real estate, you're actually driving prices down to a certain extent. A lot of people don't look at it that way. I know it's an imperfect example. I'm just trying to illustrate a point. That is the way people look at hot deals. But when you go and look at hot markets, you've got hundreds and thousands of homes that you were buying at well below rebuild costs, like we discussed earlier. So now you're buying homes, and maybe it doesn't appear from a comparable market analysis that you're buying a home that has a lot of equity, because you're buying a home at $130,000 and it appraised for $135,000. Why did it appraise for so low? Because everything in the market is distressed and everything is selling at a lower purchase price. But you know that builders are building at $120 a square foot, and the same home that you bought for $130,000, there's building and selling now for $200,000 and $220,000. That will create a natural equilibrium, which will create incredible growth, not appreciation. It is just a market returning to integrity. That, to me, is a more conservative approach and a better way to calculate the kind of wealth that can be created when you buy in the right markets with the right set of conditions and have a team that goes and does it for you. So it's a little bit of a different mentality in looking at real estate, but one that we believe is much more scientific, and one that we believe is gives you a much better shot of making some real money on these homes, because you're just looking at a market that is simply returning back to integrity. It is out of integrity from the cost of fixed bricks and labor and simple building. You're just moving back into integrity, and by doing that, you are making tremendous returns on your real estate. That is an unparalleled opportunity and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's really three unique things happening in the market right now in these hot markets. Number one, interest rates are still really low, so you can go and lock in your interest on a piece of real estate that is going to act as a natural hedge against inflation. Number two, we have the ability to buy homes at well below what it costs to rebuild them. And number three, the rental markets are hot. And so like I said earlier, if you had money to invest and you wanted to go invest in New York City. New York is a market that has always been out of integrity. If you look at what the Census Bureau states as what the average purchase price should be in any given area, they take the average income, multiply it by three, and that should be the average purchase price of homes in that market. There's graphs. I could maybe send you a link, Teresa, but there's graphs that actually will plot it out and show you what the average income is, what the average house price should be, and what the average house price has been over the last 25 years or so. And New York always looks like it is far out of integrity. The average purchase price of homes is well above what it should be if that market was sitting in integrity according to the statistics and data that the Census Bureau uses. However, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, Orlando, Florida, those markets have always sat in integrity with purchase prices that are supposed to be what they should be according to what the average income is. But back in 2004 and through 2006, that market swung way out of integrity and purchase prices became way higher than they should have been. As a result of the bubble bursting, those prices overcorrected, went down below where they should have been, and now prices are returning to where they should be. And if you're buying when prices are below where they should be and they simply return back into integrity, you are capturing a tremendous upside that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, because we will likely not see another crash like this happen in our lifetime. There's something called the K-wave cycle that actually indicates that we in this country typically see economic winter every 70 to 80 years. We are in a type of economic winter, the worst since the Great Depression, which means if history holds true, we will not see another opportunity like this for another 70 to 80 years, which means this is our time to buy. And it's time to buy in hot markets where you have a conservative and scientific approach to making money in real estate that can really make a difference for you. I know I just gave you a lot of data there, but I hope that that is kind of what you wanted me to cover, Teresa.
Oh, that's exactly what I wanted you to cover. And the last point that I have when I have been speaking to people about, you know, investing outside of New York or any of their markets that I speak to, since I sit on the National REIA board, you know, I talk to a lot of investors across the country, but they are, you know, antsy about investing because of this issue with property management. Can you kind of touch upon how Strongbrook helps their clients deal with property management and property management issues that may arise?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. So what we do is we own a property management company, but we don't make money on property management. Let me describe what that means. We own a property management company here at our headquarters in Utah because we need to understand property management. We manage properties here in Utah, but we don't want to go and manage properties in Phoenix, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida, and Memphis, Tennessee, and Indianapolis, Indiana, where we do a lot of our purchasing. What we do is we go and find successful property management firms that are already in existence in those markets, that are already successfully understanding the market and doing their job. And we go to them and we say, we need a strategic partnership, and we are going to be sending you a lot of business. And what has happened is we work with multiple property management companies in some of these states, and we make up somewhere between 85 and 100% of their total rent rolls. Now, here's what that means. They are doing the property management for you, but we get to hold them accountable to you. See, property managers, as most of you know, if you've invested in real estate, especially if you invest out of state, and you just go and find some property manager that you hope is going to do a good job for you, when you try to call them and get in touch with them, they're not real receptive because you're just one home of hundreds of homes that they're maybe managing, and maybe they don't want to deal with you because maybe you're a complainer. And so that it gets really hard to get somewhere. Well, when you come and work with Strongbrook, not only is that property management being done, but the way we evaluate the tenants is unique. The way that we go about marketing the properties is unique. And most importantly, these property management companies that we are working with, where we are making up, our clients are making up nearly all of their rent rolls, we now, as a 800-pound gorilla, as the Strongbrook Group, Strongbrook REIC, we now get to hold those property managers accountable to you. So it's not just you making a phone call and them not being receptive to you. They need to be accountable to us, which means they need to be accountable to you. So it actually minimizes and mitigates some of the headache and risk that could be associated with using property managers out of state. We manage that process in-house. We don't make any money on that. Why we do it is because our goal is to keep our clients successfully transacting real estate. One of the ways we can ensure that that happens is by assisting them and working with our property managers to make sure that the management is taking place and doing and continuing to take place very successfully. Because if we can help that process, you're more likely to buy more real estate. We make money when our clients transact real estate, not by selling education, not by marking up homes. We make money through the simple transactional fees that anybody would make when they do real estate. So that means we are literally incentivized as a company to help our clients buy as much real estate as possible over a time period. One of the ways that we make sure our clients successfully do it is by holding property managers accountable and having a turnkey process in place for that property management to happen so that our clients aren't having to deal with the headaches they normally would if they were either to do it on their own or even employ a property manager on their own. It's just another way we serve our clients differently than any other company in the country.
And that was very important to say, because I can tell you, I have 54 properties and I have gone through property management, you know, it's just been a headache and a nightmare, and I'm sure
right.
a lot of investors also have had headaches when it dealt with out-of-state investing and property management and retaining the services of a property manager. So, you know, I think that that's phenomenal to have another third party assisting us in that property management issue, because that is a big issue, especially when you're messing with my money. So I
yep,
think that's
right.
a little bit, you know, important that we need to deal with. And then lastly, you talked about, you know, in general, in passing, about how much time, you know, Strongbrook saves people who want to do short-term buy and hold strategies on their own. I just want, before we end this call, I want you to really break it down as to what time that Strongbrook is actually saving, you know, an investor should they want to choose to do it on their own, which they, you know, they have a choice, but how does
right.
Strongbrook help them with that?
Okay, now I'm gonna ask your permission here, because this is one of my favorite things to talk about, and I don't know if you've ever seen me, share something like this at a live event, but I have a way that I can communicate the answer to that question that I hope will be beneficial to everybody in the audience, but it's gonna require me to talk a lot and talk pretty fast. Are you open to me doing that with your audience here, Teresa?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's think about this. Look, you don't need Strongbrook. You can go and do this on your own, but think about what would be required for you to do it on your own. First of all, you have to figure out where your money is, how much money you have, where you can invest it, how much you can allocate towards real estate, how much real estate you want to buy, what purchase prices you want to buy at, and which markets you're going to go and find those purchase prices in order to be able to buy. So you've got to become a financial expert of every piece of your money life so that you know exactly where the money's coming from and exactly where that money's going to go. Then you have to go and evaluate the right type of markets to do the right type of real estate. And if you're going to go buy out of state and not in the state that you live in, you have to figure out which state you're going to go to, but not just which state, which zip code within which city, with which subdivision within which zip code within which city within which state, in order to go and buy the right type of real estate according to the game plan that you have, according to the money that you have, in order to receive the returns that you want to receive. So you have to go and find the right type of real estate and the right type of market, and you've got to make sure it's the right kind of market for the strategy that you want to do. But then what is the strategy? You're going to do foreclosures? You're going to do short sales? You're going to do auctions? What type of – you want to do REOs? Do you want to go and do lease options? Do you want to go do seller financing? What type of real estate do you want to do? What's the best way to go? Well, you've got to then become educated on what the best type of real estate is to do, which, and then figure out what market to go and do it in, and then figure out where your money's going to be in order to go and do that right kind of real estate in the right market with the right kind of strategy in order to make it work for you. But let's assume that you figure out that you do like a strategy. Maybe the strategy you like is auctions. And maybe you know enough that you've been able to fly to Phoenix, and you've been able to look at Phoenix, and you've been able to go and look at the auctions, and you understand the process. You're able to go and find the money to be able to go and invest at the auction in Phoenix. But now what? Now you know that the auction happens every single day, and there's a list of a couple hundred properties that comes out. every single day before the auction. And if you're doing this by yourself, now you have to evaluate hundreds of properties, figure out which one is going to meet your criteria, fit into your game plan, which one you're going to have enough money to be able to bid on at the auction, what your bid needs to be. You need to evaluate a list of hundreds of properties, figure out which is going to be a good fit according to the game plan that you had to receive and you, or that you really created from the get-go based on the money that you had and the returns that you wanted in the markets that you wanted to go to. You now have to go to the auction after you've figured hundreds of properties and evaluated which one's going to be right. But how do you evaluate it? How do you know what to bid on? How do you know, does it have appliances? Does it not have appliances? You've got to go and drive the properties. You need to get your, some eyes on it. How much rehab is going to be required? Do you need stainless steel? Do you not need stainless steel? How much money, what kind of a difference is it going to make in the subdivision inside of Phoenix, Arizona if you've got black appliances versus stainless steel appliances? And what's the cost difference between black and stainless steel? And if it doesn't have appliances, how much do you need to lower your bid at the auction so that your numbers can meet the criteria that you set according to the game plan that you set for yourself with the money that you have in order to get the returns that you want in the markets that you research to do the right kind of real estate in those markets. So you've got to figure that out. Then you still have to go to the auction. You've got to deal with the auction. You've got to deal with the process. You need to know what your bid is. You need to win the home after you've done all the research and after you check liens and you check back taxes and you know exactly how much you can bid and how much you can make. And then once you finally have it done and you own the property, now you've got money on the line. You have to do rehab. What kind of rehab needs to be done? Is it carpet? Is it paint? If it is carpet and paint, did you know that certain types of carpet and colors of carpet will rent better in certain subdivisions in the Phoenix market than other ones? You need to know what color carpet you need to get in with subdivision so it can rent sooner so you can get a return on your money sooner. What about paint? Is it a two-tone? Is it a one-tone? We know that there are certain markets and certain subdivisions and inside of certain zip codes, inside of certain greater markets that need a two-tone paint. We know exactly what color that needs to be in order to get that home rented out 15 days earlier than the other homes in the neighborhood because it doesn't have the right kind of paint. You've got to figure that out. Now you have to go find the people to do the work. You've got to make sure that they're doing the right type of work, especially if it's in a state where you don't live, and you've got to make sure that they're doing the work and it's according to the cost that you set out, according to the game plan that you put out in the first place to make the money you need to make in the market that you needed to make it with the money that you had to be able to invest. And then you still have to go and find the property manager. How do you evaluate the tenant? How do you deal with the property manager? What makes a good property manager? How do you want to evaluate the tenant? What do you need to rent it at? What is common for the area? What cash flow do you need to see in order for the game plan to work that you set out in the first place with the money that you had in order to go to the market to receive the returns that you needed to get? Then you still have to coordinate monthly rent collection for the rest of your life. But that's all or. And that's just a piece of what you'd have to do on your own. Or you come and work with Strongbrook. We find it. We fix it. We manage it, we rent it out, and you still make the same benefit you would if you had to go and do it on your own. Does that kind of give you an example?
That, first of all, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and you know, it really clarifies why so many people lose money on rental properties as opposed to making money because, you know, that's a lot of work, and that saves, you know, probably 300 or something hours, you know, for a traditional investor who wants to do that on their own. So, yes.
Well, and you know what, Teresa? you and I both know because we own a lot of real estate. What I just shared is a small, tiny snippet piece of what somebody has to do if they want to do real estate on their own. And you said 300 hours. We have documented 341 hours that we take on every single real estate investment for and in behalf of our clients to make it successful. We've documented over 520 steps that we go through every single time. I told you, it is a system and it is a scientific approach to the right real estate in the right markets with the right set of conditions so we can create success for our clients. That's the kind of time and effort that you can save by paying a little bit of an upfront fee to hire a team to go do it all for you, and you're still making all your money and all your benefit and all your tax benefits and all your appreciation. That's really the difference here, and that's what we've tried to create, to be different than education, but to really truly be a way that we can make a huge impact on people and have them change their lives financially, because that's really what we're about. It's transforming financial lives one family at a time, one transaction at a time, and doing it with a system that allows us to create tremendous success for now thousands of people all across this country.
Oh, wow. This has been phenomenal information, not only for myself, but I'm sure my audience and my investors who are listening definitely, you know, found value in what you had to offer. So that is our time. So I do want to thank you so much, Kevin, for coming on and, you know, just giving us your wisdom, your knowledge, your vision for real estate in today's economy, and definitely what you're doing with Strongbrook. I want to definitely thank you for taking the time because we have been on, you know, this topic for a while, and I'm so glad that you took the time to join us on this evening.
Well, I just want to say again from the bottom of my heart, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Teresa, I am so passionate about helping people do something powerful with their lives, and we found that real estate is a way they can do that. And I have such a love for the American people. I have such a love for middle-class Americans, working families, wealthy Americans. It doesn't matter. Every single one of us is trying to make a difference and do something great for our families. And if Strongbrook can be a piece of doing something great for you and your family, and talking to your audience here, it would be our absolute honor and pleasure to be able to work with you and do something. And again, that's why we recommend everybody get that free game plan. Just do research. Maybe we could be a perfect fit for you, and maybe not. And it's okay if we're not a good fit. But let us do that free game plan with you so that we can at least look at options. And if there's something here, we might be able to go to work and make a big difference for you and really this country.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, for everyone listening out there, if you want to learn more about Strongbrook, their vision, their mission, and how you actually can, you know, approach real estate with or without money or credit, I want to encourage you to go to www.billwealthunlimited.com. Again, that's www.billwealthunlimited.com, and schedule your free game plan today, and you'll never know. This might be your journey to financial freedom. So that's our time. And I want to thank our wealth audience, because without you, I wouldn't be here. And remember, financial freedom is a mindset, not a destination. This has been Wealth Zone Radio. Good night and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Wealth Zone Radio. And join us next month for more financial talk that matters.